ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Patricia.
We just heard from the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, there. How significant are these changes to foreign investment laws?
Very significant because we're in a world where Australia wants to attract foreign investment from allies, and it has more questions about foreign investment from nations that may present security issues. And that's why some of the rule changes that will be outlined today are about things like turning away foreign investment that's anywhere near defence facilities, that has any security implications around critical minerals, for instance. And that is basically about investors from places like China. And that's what's happening. We're seeing the government trying to put public money into projects like critical minerals, which are important for renewable technology, also important for defence. And it's trying to attract investment from places like the USA into that space. So the foreign investment rules will change the settings there at the same time the federal government puts public money on the table for some of these projects as well.
National Cabinet will be held later this morning. It's been convened. It's an emergency meeting, and it will solely focus on violence against women perpetrated by men. How likely are we to see some concrete measures and some real investment that turns this around?
Well, last night it was quite challenging to get any information about concrete moves today at National Cabinet. The virtual meeting starts at 9, it finishes at 10. There are a lot of ideas being put forward on the agenda, and some of these are state ideas. South Australia last night legislated a new monitoring regime for men who pose a threat to women. So that's something that the South Australian Premier, Peter Malinauskas, will talk about at National Cabinet. Now, whether that gets endorsed by others and other states look at it as an option is something we don't know at this point. The federal agenda is very much about investment in support services, but also this online safety idea. But we haven't had that fleshed out. We don't know exactly what online safety means in a practical way. And of course, if they talk about online safety in terms of restricting misogynistic content for young boys, for instance, well, that's about fixing, you know, the next generation when there's a lot of frustration about lack of, about more being needed right now. That's the balance that National Cabinet's got to walk.
Now, just finally, we've covered this very important story this morning. It's been revealed a nest of spies that ASIO Director General Mike Burgess warned about in 2021 when from India. That's rather awkward, isn't it? Australia has a very close relationship with India. They're part of the Quad. And so far, a lot of the scrutiny has been on China. How much does this change things?
I don't think it changes things in a fundamental way because there's an acceptance, I think, that spies operate around the world, even from countries that are meant to be your friends. However, it is very important that this information has been disclosed. People in the US clearly want to disclose the activities of the Indian spy agency on American soil. Canada last year had an incident where somebody was assassinated, basically, and they blamed India for that. And now we have this revelation about the country that was behind the nest of spies 2 years ago. That involved agents from that, from India, we now know, who were looking for defence information, who were recruiting people, who were asking about airport security. All these things are quite concerning to Australian authorities, and I think there is an interest in having this information out there so that India knows that the Five Eyes security agencies are aware of what's going on.
David Crowe, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, David Crowe, who joins us on a Wednesday. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.